Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Tisha Asa, the 19th chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tumas Mesna, the laws of ritual impurity as applies to that of a dead person in the Sevatar in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim, discussing the halachas of Tumas Oil as it applies to that of Tumas Mes, where, as we had in the previous parak, discussing different items depending on their positioning, how they transmit Tumah. In this parak, we discuss that of Keveris, which is something that's shaped like a beehive, and that of a gemal, of a camel. As Rambam begins halacha alf regarding this beehive, which we'll call it that, it's really a vessel, the shape of a beehive, that's on the ground with its opening toward the outside. Kaveris, regarding this beehive, shimuteles ba'aretz, where it's laying on the ground, and you don't have a handbreadth between it and the ground. Bibetech pesach habayis, it's in the entryway, in the doorway of the house. Ufia lachutz, and the opening of this vessel is out of the house. Ugzais min ames. Now you have an alva size of a dead person that's nosen tachteha, that's either placed beneath it, oy al gaba, or on top of it, mibachutz, on the outside, meaning on the part of it that's outside or beneath it. We were talking about where this kaveris contains 40 sa, which therefore it does not contract tuma, but it could bring tuma, and it also blocks tuma. So koshu keneged hazayis. So whatever is opposite that alva size piece of the mess, b'tachteha, what's beneath it, meaning when the tuma is on top, or b'gabo, or on top of it, meaning when the tuma is on the bottom, tuma is going to be tuma because the tuma is b'kaz v'oil b'kaz v'yedadis. Where although we had said in a previous parak that a wooden vessel that's oversized is a blocker, that's only to protect what's on the sides of the tuma. But what's directly opposite the tuma, that would only protect if it's a literal oil with walls, which is not the case with such a kaveris, and therefore whatever is directly opposite it is going to be tamei. Now, v'choma sheba'aver taicha. Now, whatever's in the airspace of this beehive itself, meaning not directly opposite the tuma, tar is going to be tar. And we don't say that since the tuma is bursting forth through the beehive, or even in the beehive, and it's an oil, so it should spread throughout its whole airspace and contaminate whatever's inside of it, because of the general rule that whatever is in the house fills up the whole thing. No, because we don't say that rule only when you have an actual source of tuma, like the gezais of the mess is in the house. But here, with the beehive, you don't have the actual source. You just have the thrust of the tuma that's only shooting through it. That wouldn't spread throughout. Rather, just shoot straight directly opposite the area of the gezais of the mess. Chutz mikli shehu keneged ha-tuma. As we said, except for the vessel that's directly opposite the source of the tuma, that would be tummy. And b'habayis is tar. The house is also going to be tar because the tuma here is on the outside and it's a crouched tuma. Therefore, it has nothing to do with going inside the house. It just shoots up and down. Hoysa tuma b'habayis, let's say the tuma is in the house. In tuma l'habayis, only the house is going to be tummy. Avakelim shebetoicha, tachteha, oyal gabah, but the vessels that are either inside this beehive, or beneath it, or on top of it, meaning the part that's out of the house, our tar going to remain tar. Let's say the tuma was inside the beehive, even in the part that's out of the house. Then not called tuma. Then everything's going to be tuma. Kol shebabayis, whatever's in the house, kol shebateicha, and whatever is inside the beehive. When the tuma is inside, it's as if the whole area is filled up with tuma, and the upper wall is hovering over it, which contaminates whatever's inside of it, whether the part that's in the house or whether the part that's outside the house. And the house is going to be tummy because it's the kaver is like a oil in the oil, which does not protect the tummy from going out, and it's as if the tummy is in the whole house. V'chosha al-gabah, and whatever's on top of it, v'chosha tachteh, whatever's beneath it, if it's keneged tuma, if it's directly opposite the tuma, which is a rabbinic concern, for the case of when the beehive does not have an area of a tefach, which then it would be tumer tzutza, which then it would shoot out and burst forth and be metama, whatever is directly opposite, like we explained. Let's say this beehive was elevated from the ground a handbreadth, and there was tuma beneath it, or in the house, whatever is on top of it, then everything is going to be tuma because the beehive is hovering over the tuma and it's connected as one oil with the rest of the house. And even if the tuma is on top of the beehive, but since the beehive is a kli and it's not blocking, it's as if the tumah is beneath it, like we had already mentioned this concept in the previous parak. So everything's going to be tummy. Kosher Babayis, whatever's in the house, B'choshah Dechta, whatever's beneath the beehive, B'choshah Akabah, whatever's on top of the beehive. Aval Kosher Ba'avir Teich, but whatever's inside the airspace of the beehive itself, Tar, that's going to be Tar because it does protect what's inside of it. Chutz Miklish HaGunegat HaTumah, like we said this before, except for the vessel that's directly opposite the Tumah, where, like we said, because of the rabbinic concern, if it does not have an area of a tefach, we will give it to Halacha B'kaz B'ayla B'kaz B'edadis, which will be shooting forth whatever is even inside the vessel directly opposite it. Now, that was all if, let's say, the Tumah was elsewhere. Let's say Heisa Tumah B'teicha, let's say the Tumah was inside the beehive itself, then I call Tameh, everything's going to be Tameh. As Ram explains, Chosha B'teicha, whatever's inside the beehive, Chosha B'bais, whatever's in the house, Chosha Dechla, whatever's beneath it, Chosha Kabo, whatever's on top of it. The reason for this is, Isha Kei L'moya Adam, because vessels, which is what this kaveris is, are Adam or a person, as we spoke about this in the previous parag, Shinaz Oil Atumah, if they're hovering over the source of Tumah, or even if the Tumah is on top of them, Mevin, they will bring the Tumah, they'll transport it through their being oil, V'lechitz, and they won't be blocking, they will not be blocking Kamesh Ben, like we explained this in Perak Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Now, B'med V'mum, when did we say this Halacha? Is specifically B'zman Shei Kli, if it's intact vessel, not broken, U'muchul Cheles, and there's also a hollow space. And therefore, it transports its oil. But let's say it was part of it was broken. And one sealed up the place which was broken off with straw. Oh, it's not a vessel. Or if let's say the inside was stuffed up with straw, even if the walls are intact, so it's missing the other variable. Where if let's say you don't have an airspace of a handbreadth, rather it's like sealed, like closed up, so you don't have an airspace of a handbreadth in one place. And it was a tefach or above the ground. And there's tumah beneath the beehive or in the house. So whatever's in the house, whatever's beneath it is going to be tamim, because for that it's one oil, because they're both a tefach above the ground. Now, but whatever's inside of the beehive, whatever is on top of it is going to be tar. What's inside of it is going to be tar, because what's inside it protects what's inside of it, even opposite the source of the tummy is going to be tar, because only when it's hollow that's a vessel will be geyser for the case of when it doesn't have a tefach. But in the oil that's not a vessel, they weren't geyser, and whatever's on top is also going to be tar, and they shoot oil shall eat, because it's an oil made out of wood, which is not makabel tumah, and ve'ena keli, it's not a vessel. So it is going to be a chaitzitz for whatever's on top of it. Because since it's not a kli, like we said, either one of the two variables, either because it's broken or because it's stuffed up. To be a kli, it has to have both those variables. It has to be intact and it has to have a hollow. Let's say tameh was inside of it. So only what's inside of it is going to be tameh. Because the tameh is like buried inside the ground, because we're saying that the beehive is stuffed up. It's not a vessel. It's like nullified to the ground. And therefore it does not go out even to the house. Let's say the tameh was on top of it. So whatever is only on top of it, going up to the sky, is going to be tummy, but it does not shoot downwards because it's not ritzutza. If let's say it was placed on the ground beneath this, meaning if let's say this stuffed up beehive was laying on the ground, and its opening was towards the outside, meaning it was open to the outside, and they had an olive-sized piece of a dead person that was beneath it, meaning beneath the part of the beehive that was outside, so connect the ara hatahim tameh. So opposite it, only to the depth is going to be tameh, because it's ritzutza, and even so, therefore it's going to burst downwards. Even though it's not bakaz ba'ila, because the beehive is nullified from its status as being a kli, so therefore, like we said before, it's going to be like an oil, and therefore it actually will block. Hois al gabah. If let's say the tumah was on top of it on the outside, so connect that to the tummy. So only what's opposite going up to the sky is going to be tummy. He said tumah ba'bayis. So let's say there's tumah in the house, in tummy la'bayis b'vad. So the only thing that's going to be tummy is going to be the house, but those that are beneath it, even that which is in the part that's in the house, are going to be tar, because there's no space for the tumah to go over there beneath where there's no gap of a tefach, and above the beehive is going to be a blocker. Because, like we said, either it's deficient or it's stuffed up. So it does not have the halacha status of a kli, like we explained before, and therefore it's going to be a chaitzitz, like an oil, not like a kli that only brings in, it's not a chaitzitz. If the tumah is inside of it, then the only tumah is going to be inside of it, like we explained this concept before, that that only what's inside is going to be tameh. Halacha base continues regarding this case of the beehive that's on the ground, but this time the opening is towards the inside of the house. Kaveris, the beehive hametelis ba'aretz, that's laying on the ground, b'techa pesach, inside the doorway, upi lefnim, now its opening is inside the house. V'hikli sholem v'chalulu, has the two criterion of a being a vessel, it's an intact vessel, and it has a hollow space. U'kizayis min ha'meis, and now you have an olive-sized piece of a dead person that's nosen tachteha, it's either placed beneath the beehive, or on top of it, mibachutz, from the part that's out of the house. So kol shuhu k'neged hazayis, so whatever's opposite the olive-sized piece, betachteha, what's beneath it, or agabo, on top of it, tameh is going to be tameh. Now, v'chol mashab aver teicha, but whatever's inside the ear space of the beehive, is tar, is going to be tar, chutz mekneged tuma, except what's opposite the tuma, which we had said this is the same as the previous halacha, v'abai is tar, and that's going to mean tar. This is exactly the same thing. This didn't make a difference if the opening is towards the inside or towards the outside. But this is a prelude for what's going to come. Now let's say the tumah was inside the beehive or in the house. So I call tameh. Everything's going to be tameh. Because when the beehive's opening is towards the inside, so its ear space is connected with the ear space of the house, and it's like one oil. So therefore, if the tumah is in one of them, they're both going to be tameh. So everything's tameh. Let's say it was elevated in the ground, a tefach. And the tumah is beneath it. Even the part that's out of the house, because again, it's elevated at tefach, so it has a halacha as an oil. Oy b'teicha, or inside of it, oy gabar, on top of it, oy b'bayis, in the house, I call tameh, everything's going to be tameh. Kosh b'bayis, b'chosh tachteh, whatever's inside the house, whatever's beneath it, neshehiva b'bayis koyel echad. So that's coming to include those cases, why what's in the house and what's beneath it, because it in the house is like one oil, and whatever's beneath it, since it's elevated at tefach, this beehive, beneath it is under that same oil. Now, so to b'chosha agaba, so to whatever's on top of the biyah, b'chosha b'teicha, and whatever's inside of it, tameh is going to be tameh. For another explanation, shakli maybe as a tameh vein lechaitzah, because here we said this is considered as a vessel because it's intact and it has a hollow that brings tameh and it does not block. So this will tell us specifically for the part that's outside and for what's inside is going to be tameh because, like we said, it's a kli, so it doesn't block. So the tameh is as if it's beneath the beehive. As if it's hovering over it, so the vessels that are on top of it, as if it's inside the oil, because it doesn't block it. Which is well, like we already explained this before. Now, let's say, the vessel was broken, and was stuffed up the wall to plug up the hole with straw. The walls were intact, but the inside was stuffed up. And it's elevated on the ground, the hand breath. And the tumah is beneath it. Or in the house, or inside the beehive. Hakol tameh. Everything's going to be tameh, even what's inside of it, like we said before, because it's considered as one oil with the house, because the opening is towards the house. Chutz mi'al gabba, except for what's on top of it, on the portion that's outside of the house, because since the beehive is p'chusa or p'kuka, so it's not a vessel, like we said, and therefore it actually would be a blocker, would be chaitzitz. So whatever's on top will not be tameh. Chutz mi'al gabba, if let's say tameh was on top of it, meaning the portion that's out of the house, so connected bilvad ad l'rikiyat tameh. So again, since it's chaitzitz, only what's opposite it all the way to the sky is going to be tameh. Aval toicha tar, but whatever's inside the beehive is going to be tar. And v'dechta, whatever's beneath it v'abayis in the house, kamash beham, whatever's inside of them tar is going to be tar. Menesha in the keli, like we said, because this case it's not a vessel, so chaitzitzes, so therefore actually would be a blocker. Haysimenachas ala arth. Let's say it was laying on the ground ufi lefnim, and the opening is towards the inside. And the olive-sized piece of a corpse is beneath this beehive. So connected ad ha-tahim tamei. So opposite it, to the depth, is going to be tamei, like tumeru tzutza, because it does not have a space of a tefach, but it doesn't burst upwards because the kaveris, since not a kli, would be chaitzitz. Heis al-gaba. If let's say the tumeru was on top of it, on the outside part, so connected al rikir tamei, so only what's opposite towards the sky is going to be tamei. The tumah was inside the keveres, or in the house. What's inside of it, and whatever's in the house is going to be tameh, like we said, because when the opening is towards the inside, we view what's inside the keveres and the house as one oil, and therefore the halachas are going to be the same. So therefore the tumah is going to be in both those ear spaces. Halacha Gimel continues with this case of keveres, which in this case that it's inside the house, in contrast to before, where we said that it was by the doorway, and they're sticking in, so depending on where the opening is, here it's Kever Shi B'Teich HaBayis. You have the beehive that's totally inside the house, so here it's not going to make a difference if it's intact, or if it's broken the vessel, or if it's stuffed up, or it's elevated from the ground, the tefach, or not. Here, V'Hi Memales Kol Goiva HaBayis. Now, this beehive takes up the whole height of the house, V'Fi L'Mala, and the opening is towards the top, the Kares HaBayis, to the ceiling of the house. You don't have a gap between the top of the beehive and the ceiling, a gap of a tefach. And the tum is inside the beehive. So Abai is tummy. The house is going to be tummy. And because even a little oil with walls doesn't save, because ultimately the tum is going to have to go out from the kaveris through the house, where it's going to pass by, even though the gap is less than a tefach, which usually we don't let it go through and it's less than the gap of a tefach. Now, however, Tumah Babayis, if Tumah is in the house, Masha B'Teich HaTar, whatever's inside the Kaveris, is going to be Tar, because the Tumah cannot enter into that space, that gap between the top of the Kaveris and the ceiling, which is less than a Tafach. So therefore, the beehive with its walls will save what's inside of it. As Ram explains, this concept that we've said, Shaderach HaTumah Latzeis, because the norm is for Tumah to go out, L'Teich HaBayis, into the house, from the Kaveris, which has to go out through the exits, which would first have to go into the house to go out, which that's even bepachas metevach, less than a handbreadth. But v'indakali comes, but it's not known for it to enter into the kaveris. And this is bein shayisa muta al tzida, whether the barrel was on its side, ufila kaisla, and its opening is towards the wall. Ubeinu ben akaisla pachas metevach, and between it and the wall is, again, less than a handbreadth. Or bein shayisa kaveris achas. Now, it's also whether there was one beehive, or bein shayish daim, zo agabizu, or is two, one on top of the other, but ve'im bin hel yon la kaisla, Oila Kaislan, you don't have between the upper one and the ceiling, or Oila Kaislan to the wall, Pesach Tavach, that of a handbreath, that again, it will not come in, although it will be going out. Now the Ram continues regarding, if let's say it's in the doorway. So Haisei Medes Patecha Pesach, let's say the Kaveris was in the doorway. Ufi Lamala, and its opening was towards the upper part. Vim Benoy Lebin Hamashkib, you don't have between it and the lintel, which is the top of the doorway. You don't have a Pesach Tavach, an airspace of a Tefach. Inside the kaveris. So in this case, Abai is tar. The house is going to be tar, because the tumah could go out without going into the airspace of the house, because it's in the doorway. Before, when it was in the house, it has to go out through the airspace of the house, automatically making a tummy. In this case, the house will remain tar. Tumah b'bayis. Now, if there's tumah in the house, then man shebeteich tummy, which is in the inverse of the previous case. Here, what's inside the kaveris actually will be tummy, because there's no room for the tumah to go out. It has to go through the kaveris, because it's taking up the whole doorway, so it's not going to save on what's inside of it, even though it has walls. Because like we said, Shaderach Tumah Latzeis, because the norm is for Tumah to go out, which is going to have to be passing through where the Kaveris is, but Bein Darkei L'Kanes, it's not normal to go inside. There is not going to be Tameh this, even if it's in the Kaveris, in the doorway, it's not going to be Tameh the house that's inside. Halacha Dalet continues regarding now the case of Kaveris, not in the doorway, not sticking in or out, or not being in the house itself, rather if the Kaveris is in the open ear. Kaveris chalula. If there's a hollow beehive, which again is really a vessel, the shape of a beehive, she kli shalim, which is a intact vessel. Voisu menachas al tzidehu ba'ava. Now it was laying on its side, in the open air space. Ukizayis b'nameis nosen tachter al gaba. And you have an olive size of a dead person that's either beneath it or on top of it. So kolshu kenegra zayis b'tachter u b'gaba. So whatever's directly opposite the olive, whether beneath it or on top of it, tummy is going to be tummy. But whatever's inside its ear space is going to be tar. Ela kenegad tumah, only what's directly opposite the tumah. But v'chol she'ini kenegad tumah, but teicha tar. Whatever's not directly opposite the tumah, what's inside is going to be tar. Ha'isu tumah b'teicha. And again, that we said because since it's a kli, so it's not chaitzitz, and it is maybe tumah. So it's going to bring whatever's on top or beneath it as if it's beneath or on top. So therefore, they're both going to be tummy, and we're going to consider what's directly opposite its path also as tumah. But whatever's not, inside the beehive will be tar. Let's say the tumah is inside of it. Hakal tameh, everything's going to be tameh, because it's one kli. Kal masha b'teicha, so it's make everything tameh. Kal masha b'teicha, whatever's inside of it, because that's in the vessel. And also, v'chol shekenegad tumah l'mal al gaba, and whatever's directly opposite the tumah on top of it, or l'mal t'tachta, or what's beneath it. Because like we said, a kli is not a chaitzitz. It will bring the tumah, but will not chaitz, and therefore whatever's like as if it wasn't there, it'll be the time whatever's on top of it beneath it. Now, let's say the kaveris was elevated from the ground a handbreadth. for Tumma Tachter or Gaba and Tumma was beneath it or on top of it. So Kosher Tachter Tumma, whatever is beneath it is going to be Tumma because it's oil, it's a tefach over the ground. But Choshal Gaba Tumma, and whatever is on top of it is also going to be Tumma because, again, it's not being Chaitzes. Of Kosher Betecha Tumma, whatever is inside is going to be Tar. Chos Meklish, you're going to get Tumma again, except for the vessel that's directly opposite the Tumma. Now let's say the Tumma is inside of it. Hakol Tumma, everything's going to be Tumma. Whatever's inside of it, whatever's beneath it, whatever's on top of it. As we said, and this is the underlying principle for these halachas, shakelim mevim, because the vessels they'll bring tumah, they'll be like an oil to bring tumah, but they don't block. Like we explained this many times. Therefore, so therefore, if this bihav that's laying on the ground was pechusu pekuka bekash, oh, not a regular vessel. It was actually, the wall was broken of the vessel. It was just stuffed up, clogged up with straw. Or it was very large, which is also not like a kli. It's like a stationary item. And the other side of a dead person that's beneath it. Oh, then connect the ada time tummy. Whatever's directly opposite going down to the depth is going to be tummy. But al gaba, whatever's on top of it, and if it's on top, connect the other kli tummy. Whatever's opposite towards the sky is going to be tummy. But whatever's the other side's not going to be, because this is going to be chaitzis, because it's not a kli. Now, but teichem, and if the tum is inside of it, ain't the tum el teichem, so only what's inside of it is going to be tummy. Because again, it is chaitzis. And it is oil for whatever's inside of it. Now, let's say it was elevated from the ground, a tefach, but tum tachter, and you have tum beneath it, so tachter bavatam, and what's beneath it is going to be tummy. But if the tum is inside of it, teichem bavatam, only what's inside of it is going to be tummy. If the tum is on top of it, can I get a little tummy? Whatever's opposite towards the sky is going to be tummy. Again, shekara beyond, because we already explained this in Perigah Gimel, Locha Gimel. Shekli Eitz, Abba Bamidah, when you have a wooden vessel that's oversized, very large, that contains 40 saw, ka'ayilu chashav, it's considered like an oil, and so too regarding when it's p'chusa or p'kuka, like a kale, not like vessels, and therefore, again, it will be a blocker from the tumma that's in the other area, beneath it, top of it, in the middle. Halacha Hei continues regarding this case of kaveris, of the beehive, where if it's on the, not on the side, but rather on its bottom, again in the ear space. Kaveris shi kli shalom. There's a beehive that's an intact vessel, v'yeshevis al shuleha la'aver, and it's sitting on its bottom, in the la'aver, in the open ear space. V'tumah tachteha oy b'toicha oy al gaba. And the tumah is beneath it, or inside of it, or on top of it. Tumah b'kazva oy l'b'kazva yiretz. The tumah is going to shoot up and shoot down, because it's a kli. Like we said, a kli is not going to block any other tumma. Now, avalim hoizig abayim, no, it's tefach, but if it was elevated from the ground of tefach, so that is already like a oil. Oy mechusa, or it's covered, which that's also like a oil. Oy kfal pi, or it's upside down, which the bottom, which is now on the top, is also like oil. The tumma tachta oy b'toich al gaba, and the tumma is beneath it, or inside of it, or on top of it. And then hakol tummy, everything's going to be tummy, not just like pakaz v'iradis. Meaning we're going to say kosha b'teicha v'kosha tachter, whatever's inside of it, whatever's beneath it, v'kosha agabah, whatever's on top of it. Imhoisa tumma lamata, meaning for on top is to say if let's say the tumma is on the bottom. Why in this case is everything going to be tummy? Shakli hamal, because if the vessel is a oil, which in this case it has a oil now, is maybe it's a tumma, it brings the tumma. And v'enachaitza, it also doesn't block. K'mishma, like we explained. Now, l'figur v'ev imhoisa b'chusa b'kuka b'kash, but if let's say the walls were broken, and it was stuffed up with straw, which again, like we said many times, it doesn't have halacha as a kli anymore. Oy bobamida, or if it's oversized, then if tumma tachta, oy b'toicha al gaba, if the tumma is underneath it, or inside of it, or on top of it, tumma b'kaz, oy b'kaz v'ed, the tumma is just going to shoot up and shoot down, because the kaveris is blocker from the spreading of the tumma. It's not going to stop the actual shooting up and down, but it will stop it from considering as if it's spreading throughout. Now, the moisig gavoya tefach, the tumma tachta, now if it was a tefach above the ground and there's tumma beneath it, then tachtel bavatam, then actually only what's beneath is going to be tummy, but what's inside or what's on top is going to be tar, because here the bottom is a regular chatzitza, a regular blocker, because it's a regular oil. Oysa tumma b'teicha al gabav, tumma was inside of it or on top of it, then k'neg de'al l'rakiya tummy, then only what's opposite it all the way up to the sky is going to be tummy. But v'kem shatachtel tummy, the vessels that beneath are going to be tummy, nishrihi oil v'chatzitza, like we said, because since here it's oil, it's not a kli anymore, so it's going to be a blocker. Halacha Vav continues with a related halacha that's relating to that of a camel that's also in the ear space. Gamal shu omid ba'avev. You have a camel that's out in the open ear. Tumma tachtav, if there's tumma beneath the camel, kem shag abav tarim, so the vessels that are on top of the camel are going to be tar, because a living animal is a blocker. It's like an oil. Tumma shag abav, if tumma is on top of it, so kem shatachtav tarim, the vessels beneath are going to be tar. Hayajavitz with Tumatar now if it was crouching and there was tum beneath it, so it's like tumir tutsa. It is because of it, so then the tum is gonna shoot up and shoot down. And Mechanim Hai said tumir tutsa tachas ragloi, oyagabi ragloi. Or if let's say it wasn't crouching, but it was crouched beneath its foot or on top of its foot, meaning there was no gap of there was no space of a tefach. Again, Hariz Bakazva Ubakazva does is gonna shoot up and shoot down, which it does not have that space to be considered as oil. Now, says the Ram Kvaban bin Naziris, we already explained the laws of Naziris in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. Shem Hoya HaNazir, that if there was a Nazir who's forbidden to drink wine, and one of the halachas of is forbidden to become tummy to a mess, Ugizayis min mess, and this olive sized piece of a dead person, Tachas HaGamal, beneath the camel, or Tachas HaMito, beneath the bed, Ukayitzaba, Misharkim, or similarly like all other types of vessels. Though he becomes tummy for 7 days, he's not going to cut off his hair, which is the halacha generally when the nazir becomes tummy's mess. He has to cut off his hair and start over. But why doesn't he have the halacha of cutting off the hair? From there you learn that all the halachas that are said, but tummy's ayhalim, from the tummy of a canopy, hanasim in the adam, that's made by a person, which was the halachas of a previous parak, I mean the behemoth, or from an animal that we're discussing now, I mean like him, or from vessels which we're discussing all along. Hakol medivrei sefer, or from rabbinic law. Mehen divrei kabbalah, some of words are tradition going back from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Mehen gezeiros v'halachos, some of them are decrees or things to distance ourselves from biblical law, but it's not biblical. L'fikar, therefore, in the nazir megalechlin, therefore the nazir does not court of his hair, which he's forbidden to do. It's only regarding when he's biblically tameh that he has that obligation. And so to in chayim lein karis, one would not be liable for karis. Albeis mikdash coming into the base of mikdash or echiz kadosh or eating kachim from having become tumid from these sources that we're discussing. And the in advarim kul mamurim, because all these words that we said that there's going to be these laws of tumas mes were only said, meaning when it's coming from an adam of behem or kelim, elin the tumas truma of a kadosh malvad, only regarding the laws of tuma as it applies to items of truma or of kachim. Kamesh b'riyana, like we explained this in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel and Perek Hei Halacha Hei.